Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia. And for those of y'all who are new, welcome aboard. And for those of y'all who are returning, glad to have you back. Once again, I am the lead Spurs writer at NewsPointSanAntonio.com and Fox29SanAntonio.com. And I've been covering the Spurs since 2004 from Press Row. And you hopped on a great Locked On Spurs episode today because we're going to be talking about Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, I'm excited he's back, and I'm pretty sure you are, but maybe, just maybe, we should table the whole idea of him returning to this floor. Reports have Kawhi Leonard coming back later this week versus New Orleans Pelicans, but with the fact that this team is not the way they should be headed into the stretch run and the playoffs right around the corner, maybe, just maybe, why even bother bringing number two back on the court? We're going to talk about this and a lot more. I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, are you happy that Kawhi is coming back?
Yeah, I'm happy that he's coming back, of course, man. But like you said, at this point, it's like, why?
Well, just to give everybody a quick briefing, if you will, the Spurs have not been looking good. Mind you, this show is recorded before the Houston matchup, but at least hitting into the game versus the Rockets, the Spurs were on a two-game skid. They lost a golden opportunity in Golden State, pun intended, and they got throttled by the OKC Thunder. They're not looking good. Fourth quarter leads are getting blown again. Turnovers are an issue. Chemistry, ability to just rally and try to lift each other's spirit. This team is down right now. And yes, Kawhi Leonard could possibly change everything. But with just a handful of games and the Spurs fighting for their playoffs lives, currently, again, as of this recording, seventh in the West, why not just call it a day, call it a season? So, Joe, why don't you kick us off? Why should the Spurs even bother bringing him back or just let him sit for the rest of the season?
Well, at this point, you know, a lot of people, and you know, including yourself, we'll say, why do we want to bring Kawhi Leonard back with the team playing as atrocious and as horrible as it's been, you know? But I'm always the guy that's optimistic, and I'm like, you know, I really believe before things will get better, they're going to get worse. And right now, the Spurs have hit an all-time low. And I think Kawhi Leonard coming back will give us, I don't know, some insight onto does he really want to be here or not, you know? And how is he going to contribute? How is he going to click with the team? And I think it's important, at least if he just comes back, even if it's just for a couple games, and let's see how far they can go in the playoffs. Just from that point, you can see a lot in the body language and the chemistry with the team. And that way the Spurs can make a better determination of what they're going to do in the offseason. You know, are they going to offer him that Supermax contract, or are they going to look at other options? You know, so I think by him coming back, it's going to tell them what they need to know.
Yeah, you know, when I look at the situation of Kawhi returning, yes, it's good for the fans, it's good for the team. And yeah, maybe there are some positives in this. The morale of the team probably boosted. You get their best defender on the court, perhaps one of their better offensive players. You know, nothing to sneeze at LaMarcus and what he's been doing this season. But, you know, the thing is that I think it's just too little too late. Kawhi Leonard is coming back from an injury that's kept him out pretty much the entire season. And we both know how Popovich is. The listener knows he's going to put him on a minutes restriction. He's not going to let him off the chain fast and furious where he can just go in there and play 30 minutes just to salvage the season. They're going to take their time with him. And this is in their history. They've done this many times. Tim Duncan, perhaps the biggest example. They pretty much gave up an NBA title. Perhaps they could have defended the title to have Duncan have surgery, and it cost them an NBA championship. In my opinion, I think that's what the Spurs will likely do. And if that's the case, Joe, that only makes things a little worse, because when's the chemistry going to set in? When's the familiarity with his new teammates? When's he going to, you know, get his game legs back? There's only, what, less than 20 games left on the schedule?
Yeah.
And you're going to ask Kawhi Leonard to try to immerse himself into a Spurs system that he's been out of for quite some time? At least reports say that he hasn't really been fully practicing with the team. I'm pretty sure he probably has from time to time by now, but I mean, my goodness, you're going to have to heap a lot of pressure on him to produce early. And I mean, they got to get it. Look, the thing is all other NBA teams that are heading into the playoffs, I'm sorry, they already had their chemistry down, their rotations down, and their familiarity down. This first team is pretty much starting from scratch with just a few games left in the season, Joe.
Yeah, they're hitting the reset button, you know, and just to iterate in what you were saying about, you know, him going 3-on-3, he has been going 3-on-3, but he has yet to go 5-on-5. I would expect him to go 5-on-5 or to have a full practice sometime this week. The telling tale will be when the media isn't allowed in the Spurs practice facility. That's when you know he's going 5-on-5 for the first time. And you should expect that to happen either right before the Pelicans game sometime this week. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, I mean, look, not to say that I do not want Kawhi Leonard in uniform on that court. Of course I do. I really, really do. But this team, even with Kawhi Leonard, Joe, do you really think that they have what it takes to take down a Rockets or a Thunder or a Warriors team in the first or second round? I mean, you look, do they become a dangerous 7, 6, 8 seed? Yes, of course they do. You know, LaMarcus playing the way he is, and Kawhi, you know, hopefully get to what he was playing before the injury. Yeah, a very dangerous team. But my goodness, I look at the other intangibles. Brent Forbes, you know, he had a good game recently, but all in all, the last few games he had not really shining whatsoever. Yeah. Rudy Gay, he's trying to get back into form. LaMarcus has been hurt. He sat out of the game versus Houston. He didn't play. This team is just all out of sorts. And look, unless it's just a master plan to get that 8th seed and take on Houston and upset them like they always do. But barring that, I just think that, look, it's maybe too little too late. They should focus already on maybe, just maybe, trying to get things right between the team and Kawhi. And I know he squashed rumors about any type of rift, but we heard about LaMarcus last year. There was a problem, and it comes to find out there was. Could be the similar situation. I think in this situation, Joe, the Spurs should just roll what they got. At least this team has somewhat familiarity with each other, and they can just get better and better, hopefully in the last few games.
Yeah, but, you know, the Spurs team, I'm going to be honest. I mean, Spurs fans have seen this all season, and they're like, you know, I'm a Spurs fan through and through. I'm a Spurs fan through and through myself. You know, I don't never want to see the team go through any hardships. But let's be realistic. You know, this team isn't very good. You know, even with Kawhi Leonard's return, I mean, you're still going to get more of the same. Yeah, you'll return to a familiar lineup, but you got to face facts. Sometime you got to look in the mirror and face the facts, and it's going to be a hard dose of reality for a lot of Spurs fans across the city to really take in. But everybody, even the people in the media that cover the Spurs a great deal, like yourself, Jeff, and some of the other guys here locally, they know the truth, and that is that this Spurs team isn't very good. They're mediocre at best, you know, and that's just the plain truth. That's a hard fact. If you look at the stats, if you look at the performance and how they performed against the upper echelon teams in the West, in the East, and even against some of these subpar 500 teams, this team is not a Spurs team in the sense that you're talking about in years past. This is just a mediocre, middle-class team right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you also look at the fact that they played horribly on the road this season. They're going to have their first losing road season, in the last, 20-something years. So eventually you have to win on the road in the playoffs, and in the playoffs everything gets amped, and you really think this team can do what they couldn't do in the regular season, they can now do in the postseason on the road away from San Antonio. I don't think so. Yeah. They're not going to have home court advantage in the first round. They're definitely not going to have it if they survive beyond the first round. So there's a lot of things to look at this team and balancing Kawhi's return. Look, I get it. You know, let's see what he can do. What's the worst that could happen? You know, they go up to what, the 6th seed maybe? Who knows? But, hey, you know, I think they should just count their losses get themselves in good positioning for the draft, and maybe they get themselves a nice, good first-round guy. But we're going to continue talking about the return of Kawhi Leonard and whether or not it's a good thing. But you know what? I want to talk to you about a boatload of money that you can make this week by betting on MyBookie. Now, if you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect time to get in the action. The madness of March is here. That's why you can lay down some money, score big on college hoops. So you want to join me and thousands of other online players and start betting at mybookie.ag. So pretty much you can join MyBookie today. I recommend it as a service that's been so good to me and Locked On Spurs listeners. That's why I urge you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. Simple as that. Fast and without any hassles. You're wasting your time betting elsewhere. I know you are. I know everybody's filling out their bracket. So why not make some money on the side by going to MyBookie? They even have in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after tip-off. Gets even better. So what more do you need to know about MyBookie? Get a boatload of money. They pay fast. No hassles. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for is the promo code. That's what you're waiting for. You want to use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate an offer. Pretty much, it's a 50% bonus with your first deposit. So visit MyBookie today. Play, win, and get paid. Simple as that, guys. Go to mybookie.ag. All right, I'm going to go back to the return of Kawhi Leonard. One of the bigger things, in my opinion, is this. If this Spurs team was able to punt on an NBA title by having Tim Duncan, no less, go have surgery to, you know, pretty much have him long-term and not risk him short-term, why are they doing the same with Kawhi? Yeah. You know, why are they doing the same with him? Are they that confident that maybe in reality he really wasn't that hurt at all? It just makes me think about things. And look, and if he is hurt, Joe, why risk it when they're really not going to make a deep playoff push, if at all, if they even make it?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. You know, at this point, though, like I was saying, you just got to, at least the silver lining in it, let him get out and see how he is. You know, and I think that's what the Spurs are going to actually do. You know, I mean, when you think about it in hindsight, why bring him back? You know, just sit him on the bench and let the season unfold. But I think, you know, just like I was saying earlier, I think the Spurs really want to see what he has. You know, where's he at? How does he look out on the court? You know, and just the overall, just how is his game coming along? Because I mean, like I said, you have that Supermax contract, you know, and somebody had wrote a really good article in The Ringer about the future of the Spurs. And there's going to be some tough decisions that are going to be made in this offseason. And one of them is going to be Kawhi Leonard, you know.
Right.
What are you going to do? Are you going to offer him that Supermax contract? Does he really want to be here? If he doesn't, you're going to have to rebuild the team. You're going to have to go out there and look for guys. Even right now, if they were to sign Kawhi Leonard,
yeah,
they need people to surround him that are actually good players. And right now, they don't really have that. As far as from LaMarcus, you have LaMarcus that's going to play alongside Kawhi maybe for another couple of years. You have DeJounte Murray, who hasn't been battle-tested. And you're going to put him with Kawhi Leonard. And then who else do you have? Manu's going to retire. Tony Parker is on his last legs.
Yeah.
Who else do you have? You know, we gave up.
Exactly.
We gave up our key athletic players and a rim protector in Dwayne Dedmon and Jonathan Simmons. And we are lacking that this year. We're really missing that. And I don't know what the Spurs are going to do to be able to rectify that, short of, are we going to keep Leonard? Are we going to get rid of Leonard? What are we going to do? Right. Surround him with some key pieces, you know, and you got to keep the player happy. Kawhi Leonard is instrumental into the Spurs' success. And I think at this point, him returning is just to save face and say, hey, we made the playoffs, even if they're just limping in. But long term, what are they going to do? You know, how are they going to keep him happy? You know, because he's a guy that wants to win. Manu Ginobili is another guy on the Spurs right now, and he hates to win. He's so competitive that he just wants to win every single game. And that's the same way that Kawhi Leonard is. His mentality is that I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. Well, Kawhi, get ready for a healthy dose of that, even if you come back. Because if the Spurs hold true, and a lot of these people in the media, and even in like ESPN, I was reading and I looked at the stats, and they did make sense. If the Spurs hold true, they're going to be able to beat the subpar 500 teams, and they're going to lose against the upper echelon 500 teams. That means that they would actually make the playoffs at the eighth seed with the record of 44 wins. So
yeah,
we'll just see what happens with Kawhi's coming back. But my question is, how are you going to keep him happy?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, letting him have a taste of a losing in the postseason won't make him happy. And if he is the competitor that he is, we need to both know that he is. But you're talking about the first team versus the upper crust of the NBA, let alone the West. I mean, think about this. You know, I know we're recording before the Houston game, but heading into the Houston game, they haven't beat Houston this season. They're down 1-2 versus OKC. They're down 0-3 versus the Warriors. They haven't been playing well against the top three teams in the West, in my opinion.
Even the Pelicans, they have a losing record against the Pelicans.
My goodness, it gets even worse. Yeah, exactly. The Pelicans, they haven't played them as well. So there's a lot of things that the Spurs should really consider when they bring Kawhi Leonard back. We're bringing him back. We can't stop him. We're not in the front office. He's the returnee. But at this point, why bother? And I think I agree with you, Joe. Just hit the reset button. I think that's the best thing they can do. Give it the best shot in the postseason with what they have. And, hey, you know what? Just chalk it up to an injury-riddled season. And a time of transition, too. Because let's face it, no knock against LaMarcus Aldridge, but they really don't have that big leader on the court. They really don't have that Tim Duncan on the court, that David Robinson on the court. And Kawhi is a quiet guy. LaMarcus is quiet, too. So, you know, I think it's just time to call it a day, call it a season, keep Kawhi, keep him healthy, smooth things over if things are an issue between him and the Spurs brass, and let's go for next season. There'll be free agents out there. Maybe they can attract a good one. And I'll keep Kawhi happy, as Joe say. Joe, any final comments about Kawhi's return?
Yeah, you know, it's good for the city. It's good for ticket sales, especially. You know, I know that the Spurs,
and they're going to get their playoff revenue too.
Yeah, you know, they've been losing their butts this year because Kawhi hasn't been playing, and the attendance isn't what it used to be. So, as far as you know, keeping the Spurs brass happy, Kawhi's return is good for business. Other than that, you know, we'll just have to see how the season plays out. But as far as morale, a morale boost, I mean, it's instrumental to the team across the board. It gives them a little bit of a glimmer of hope. So I'm happy to see Kawhi come back, you know. But like we're saying, let's just be optimistic and look forward towards the future and see what they can do to keep him as a Spur and to keep him happy.
Tank, sorry, just clearing my throat there, Joe. But those are our thoughts on the Kawhi Leonard return situation. And we're pretty much in agreement here on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Why bother? Just keep them out and call it a day. But we want to hear what you have to say. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And Joe's now going to talk to you about Two Shots.
Yeah, you can follow us at Two Shots Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also check us out on our website at www.twoshotssa.com.
And what was the Twitter handle again? I didn't quite hear that.
It's Two Shots Podcast.
Well, spelled out, right?
Yeah, all spelled out. Not the number two, but Two Shots Podcast.
All right, there you go. Go check out Joe. Give him a follow on Twitter at Spell It Out Two Shots Podcast. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Lockdown Spurs because we're just pretty much done with the season. So we're going to go have a beer and call it a day. So we're done with this season. All right. We'll talk to you later, Spurs fans.